So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Farm-minding service. Now then, what do you have for breakfast? Alfalfa, Timothy, or oats? Alfalfa it is. Sure hope you'll tell Mr. Douglas what a good job I'm doing taking care of you while he's in Washington.
It's 4 a.m. time to get up.
I'm not Mr. Kimball. He's in the next room.
Oh, sorry. Go back to sleep. Mr. Kimball, 4 a.m. time to get up. Mr. Kimball?
Arnold, who are you calling? Hello?
Mr. Kimball?
No, this is Eb Dawson. Just a minute. Mr. Kimball? Oh,
yes.
Mr. Kimball?
Yes.
There's a call for you.
Oh. Hello?
Mr. Kimball?
Hi. Yes? Who is this?
It's 4 a.m.
Oh, how are you, Miss A.M.?
No, you left a call for 4.
I did? What time is it now?
It's 4 a.m.
Oh, thank you. It's 4 o'clock. We'd better get up. We're going sightseeing. A lot of things to see here in, where are we again?
Washington.
Oh, yeah, Washington. What are we doing here?
We came for the Hypus convention, only we were a week late.
How'd that happen?
You got the dates mixed up.
With what? Well, I'm going to take a shower.
I'll go wake the Douglases. Mr. Douglas? Mr. Douglas?
What's the matter?
Don't you want to go sightseeing?
Hugo.
What?
Hugo!
Who's Hugo?
I'm talking to Eb.
And why are you calling him Hugo?
I didn't. He wants us to get up and go sightseeing, and I says Hugo.
Oh? Who is Hugo?
Good morning. I'm glad to see you're up.
How can anybody sleep with you hammering on the door?
Don't you want to go sightseeing?
No, I told you, you go.
Now, why do you keep calling him that?
I meant... Oh, Arnold, what do you want?
Mr. Kimball's taking a shower, and I guess Arnold wants to use yours.
No, I'm sorry, but... Hey, no, Arnold, no, no. Hey, Arnold, come here. Now, how could he lock the door? Arnold, you're not taking a shower in my... Come on out of there! Come on!
be happening.
What do you say? Are you going sightseeing?
Well, we might as long as we are here.
Great. I'll go get dressed. Oh, what suit should I wear?
Well, how many did you bring with you?
One.
Well, then why did you
ask? It's reversible. On one side, it's a business suit, and then you turn it inside out, and it's a cocktail dress. But with pants.
Just get dressed.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to call room service for breakfast?
No, I'm going to call Mr. Drucker. See how things are going on the farm.
At your service, Mr. Kimball.
No, this is Mr. Douglas.
Oh, are you still in Mr. Kimball's room?
No, this is my room.
Sorry, excuse the ring.
Hello? Hello?
Say hello to Mr. Drucker for me.
I haven't got him yet.
Well, who are you talking to then?
The operator.
Oh, well, then say hello to her for me.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello, operator?
Oh, Arnold finished his shower.
You stupid pig.
I beg your pardon.
Hello.
Who are you saying hello to now?
Nobody.
Well, no wonder you don't get any answer.
I'll call him later.
Are we all going sightseeing today?
All except Arnold.
Where's he going?
To look for a laundromat.
Well, what will we do?
I'd like to take me a boat ride up the Hudson River.
Hey, that'd be fine, except the Hudson River happens to be in New York.
Oh? What river do they have here?
The Potomac.
Oh, are we in Chicago?
No, we're...
What are you going to do, Oliver?
What time do the bars open?
Well, I think I do some shopping, and then I drop in at the White House and have lunch with the president.
Yes. Why don't you do that?
You want to come along, Oliver?
No. I hear the food isn't so good.
Oh. Ab, would you like to have lunch with the president?
Golly, Dinglefoot. Could I?
Lisa, you don't just drop in on the president.
Well, he invited me.
When did he do that?
Mr. Kimball, would you like to come and have lunch with the president?
I'd like to, but I'd better check in with the Department of Agriculture. They kind of expect it of their county agents when they're in, where are we again?
What time did you say the bars open?
What? If you don't want to come to lunch with the president, we will. Come along, Ab.
Well, I'm off to the Department of Agriculture. Want to come along with me?
No, I have a few things I have to do. I want to call Hooterville and see if Haney's keeping an eye on my farm.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry. One thing about Haney, he may not be too honest, but you certainly can't trust him.
What?
Oh, I'm sure he's taking care of your place just as if it were his own.
Howdy. You the proprietor of this here Green Acres Inn?
No, I am your mine host and innkeeper, Eustace Haney.
My name's Walter Holcomb, and this is my wife, Minnie.
Howdy.
We saw your signs all along the road and just followed the green arrows right up here.
How can I be of service to you?
Well, we're looking for a place to stay for a couple days.
You got a reservation?
No, we're...
No reservation, huh? Well, that might make it a little difficult. This being the tourist season.
Well, and what you got that sign up there for? Housekeeping cabin available.
Oh, you want the deluxe accommodation.
Don't look too deluxe to me.
Oh, it does to me, Paul. We ain't slept in a bed in 3 nights.
Yeah, we're tired! Yeah.
Quiet! How much you charge?
How many in your party?
Just me, Ma, and the 6 kids.
8 people, huh? Well, I guess I can let you have a flat rate of $60 a night.
Move over, Ma.
Yeah, well, now, of course, now, I can make you a better rate if you ain't planning on using our swimming pool or tennis courts.
We don't need those.
Then shall we say $30 a night?
Too much.
You won't be taking in our dinner dance or playing any golf, will you?
Nope.
Then shall we say $4?
We'll take it. Okay, kids, we're staying here.
Just a minute, sir.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'm on the team. The county agent. Just come in to chat with the big boy.
He has someone with him now.
Oh. Anybody important?
The Secretary of Labor.
Oh. How long has the secretary been in labor? Remember that. You'll probably read it in Drew Pearson's column.
May I have your name, please?
Oh, certainly. Well, it's not certainly. It's Kimball.
Could I have your first name?
Of course. Well, it's... Not of course. It's Hank. Well, not Hank, it's Henry.
Henry.
Right. Well, it's not Henry Wright. It's Henry Kimball. Would you like to know my middle name?
It's not necessary.
Yes, it is. Henry Necessary Kimball. Huh. Or is it Narcissus? No, that was my uncle's name.
Would you have a seat, please?
Oh, thank you. Well... Secretary's plate looks a little dingy. Doesn't give the farmers a feeling of confidence to see that the Secretary of Agriculture has a, Who was the fellow with the shiny nose?
That was the secretary.
Oh, boy. I'd better go in and apologize.
Oh! Why, you! What's the meaning of this?
Well, nice chatting with you, sir. And if you're ever in Albuquerque, be sure to look me up. The name is Dooley Higgins.
Hello, dear. I'm Lisa Douglas.
Lisa Douglas?
That's right. And this is Ab Dawson.
I'm sorry, but I don't have your names here on the president's appointment list.
That's right. We want to surprise him. Come along, Ab.
Hold on. Just a moment, lady. You can't go in there without an appointment. Why don't you call the president's secretary?
What kind of a vitus are you running here?
I beg your pardon?
Well, the president told me that whenever I'm in the neighborhood, to drop in and have lunch with him. Come along, Ab.
Lady, it isn't the president. It's his cook. You see, he gets a little annoyed when people show up unexpectedly.
He doesn't have to fuss for us. We'll take potluck.
Yeah, nothing fancy, just plain home cooking. Hog jowls and chitlins.
What's that?
Well, hog jowls are... Say, if you two are hungry, there's a nice cafeteria right across the street.
Thank you, but we're going to have lunch with the president. Come on, Ab.
Hold it.
We're going to be late.
Yeah, and we'll tell the president it was your fault, that you weren't very civil with your service.
Why don't you two get a couple of picket signs and go across the street there and walk up and down? The air will do you some good.
We are going to go in and have lunch with the president. Come on, Ab.
Lady?
Sergeant, red alert.
Will you tell me once more exactly what happened?
They had this policeman at the gate of the White House, and I told him we were there to have lunch with the president. And that started a big argument.
Not as big as the one we had inside with the Marine captain.
I don't think that that was as bad as the one with the Secret Service.
We would have won that one if they hadn't have brought in the FBI.
Look, how is it you didn't have any trouble with the Army?
We would have, but they couldn't get the tank started.
Oh, brother. Look, Lisa, you just don't walk in and expect to have lunch with the president.
Why not? He invited me.
When?
4 years ago, when I was here with your mother for the president's inaugurated ball.
Inauguration ball.
Anyway, while I was dancing with him, the president said, whenever you are in Washington, honey, you'll be sure to drop in at the White House and have lunch with me. So I dropped.
Lisa, don't you realize...
Anyway, the fellow I danced with doesn't work in the White House anymore. They've got a new fellow working there.
Naturally, we had an election. There's a new president.
Nobody told me that.
You voted?
Not for president. They don't allow us to vote for a big office like that in Hooterville.
Oh, you... Well, look, I'll see what I can do about getting you out of here.
While you're at it, see what you can do for me.
What, what are you in for?
Well, for one thing, shining the Secretary of Agriculture's nose.
What?
Then I walk through the glass door of his office, and after that... Oh, boy.
Well, I ought to be able to get you off with a plea of temporary insanity. Well, not temporary.
Could you get my friend off, too?
What did he do?
Well, he had a little trouble. Well, it wasn't a little trouble. It was a lot of trouble at the laundromat when he tried to wash his clothes.
The owner said he didn't want any pig's clothes in his machine, and that made Arnold mad.
Yes, so he beat all the hoses off the machines.
Things like this just don't happen. All right, I'll see what I can do for all of you, and if and when I get you out of here, we're packing up and going back to the farm and enjoy the peace and quiet.
How do we look, Ma?
Oh, beautiful. If you wasn't standing up, I'd swear you was Cousin Filbert laid out. Now, which one of these shall I wear today?
Wear that imitation possum.
Oh, thank you.
Doggone, this is the best-equipped housekeeping cabin we ever rented. It's got everything. What's going on out there?
Clyde is stuck in the chimney.
Well, pull him on out.
I'm trying to.
Doggone, that kid, he's always getting stuck somewhere. Did you get him out?
Just part of him.
Don't this kind of remind you of our honeymoon?
Kinda, except we didn't have as many kids with us on that.
I sure wish we could stay here.
Got a surprise for you, Ma. I just paid that Mr. Haney for another week.
Oh, Pa!
There you are, Haney. 2 pounds of gumdrops. That'll be 20 cents.
Any discount for cash?
$20? Where'd you get all that money?
The farm minding business is very profitable.
Oh, hello, Mr. Douglas.
If anybody answers that, I'm in big trouble.
How are you there, Mr. Drucker?
I'm in big trouble.
Oh, hello, Mr. Haney.
I believe you have the advantage of me, stranger.
Mr. Haney?
When did you folks get back home?
About an hour ago.
We just stopped here on the way from the airport to buy some groceries.
Oh, well, Haney said you were going to be in Washington another week. Didn't you? Where'd he go?
Mr. Holcomb, I just dropped by to tell you that your week is up. Checkout time was half an hour ago.
What are you talking about? I just paid you this morning for a week.
I'm sorry, but the people that had the prior reservation, they're on their way here. Now, you'll have to leave.
Well, we don't want to leave.
Well, normally, I wouldn't impose on you like this, but this is a special case. You see, this couple spent their honeymoon here a year ago. And now she wants to come back here to have the baby. You can understand that.
Oh, well,
Good. Now, thank you. You just get all the folks together, get them in the car.
Well, we gotta get packed up. Take us about a half an hour.
Half hour? Well, I guess I can stall them that long.
Just a minute. What about that week's rent I paid you in advance?
Oh, that's right. Now, let's see. That's $4 a day for 7 days. That's $18.
That's $28.
Oh, you're right. I give you $10 too much.
You owe me $10.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There you are. Now, don't forget, a half hour.
Mr.
Sergeant. Sorry, road's closed.
What happened? What bridge?
The one they built while you was in Washington.
We were only gone 3 days.
Just long enough for it to get built and washed away. Now you'll have to detour. Go back to Hooterville, then around through Crabwell Corners, and then north through Pixley. It shouldn't take you more than half an hour.
Mr. Haney, would you please get your truck out of the road? We're going this way.
Very well. I sure hope you make it with that leaky gas tank.
Leaky gas tank? Mr. Haney! Oh, for...
What was that all about?
Oh, I don't know. Mr. Haney's trying to stall us for some reason.
What reason?
Something must have happened at the farm. What now?
I'm sorry, but I'll have to ask you all to get out of the car for inspection.
Why do we have to have our agriculture inspected?
Look, we don't have to...
It's a state law. Anybody being out of the state for more than 24 hours has to be inspected. It's the only way we can protect our crops from the Brazilian tick worm.
Mr. Haney, will you...
Now, I'll have to ask you a few questions. Are you carrying any rubber plants?
No, sir.
You don't have to...
Are you bringing in any imitation potted ivy?
No, we haven't got any.
Lisa, he doesn't have any authority to...
Mr. Douglas, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to take your clothes off.
What?
Them little boogers hide everywhere.
Mr. Haney, what are you up to? Is something wrong at our farm?
Not now, there ain't. You may proceed.
Well, move your truck out of the way.
That'll be $6.
For what?
The inspection.
Move it!
Looks all right. Well, not all right, but that's the way it always looks.
It's very strange. Eb, take a look in the barn. See if the cow is still there.
Yes, sir.
Haney must have had some reason for trying to stall us.
Well, you can't blame Mr. Haney for that.
I know.
Now, that always happens.
I know.
From the day we moved in.
I know.
Well, then you can't blame Mr. Haney for that.
I'm not blaming him.
Always happened, too.
There doesn't seem to be anything wrong in here. I wonder how the living room is. Well, it seems to be... who's this?
Howdy!
Hate
to intrude on you in your moment of birth, ma'am.
In our moment of...
This gonna be your first, ma'am?
My first what?
Baby.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Hey, look, Mr...
Be out of your way in a minute. Come on down out of there, son. Oh, look at you. Scat.
What was he doing in the fireplace?
Well, we packed in such a hurry, we forgot him. We've got six of them, ma'am, and it's easy to lose track of one of them.
Oh, well, the same thing used to happen in our family. My father always walked off without one of us. Mostly my mother.
Lisa.
Well, I sure hate to leave this motel.
Motel?
Oh, by the way, the closets are just full of pretty clothes. And Mr. Haney told us to feel free to wear them.
You were wearing...
One more thing. Don't let that Haney stick you for more than $4 a night unless you play golf.
$4 a...
Well, so long. Sure hope it's a girl, ma'am, so she'll be as pretty as you.
Thank you.
Of all the... Do you realize what Haney did? He rented this house for $4... And he gave them permission to wear... Where are you going?
To get into bed. And you better get the doctor.
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, you heard what the man said. I'm going to have a baby.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.